back to the comparative, weather is drier than, why don't you fill that in with something? The weather is drier than
dirt.
Okay. Could you tell me what is meant by the term, by the word Chinook?
A warm period during the winter.
Okay.
Like in Jan, they say in January Chinook, and it'll warm up and melt the snow, and then it turns winter again.
Get a little period. How long does last?
Oh, just a day or two.
A day or two.
Here comes our sun, so turn it off, please.
Okay, we were talking about a Chinook. That's a type of, don't they, isn't that a Chinook, isn't there a Chinook wind?
Mm-hmm, warm.
That's part of the
warm wind.
Okay. What about a blue norther?
That's probably a cold wind.
Is that something they talk about around here?
Yeah, a little. Okay. If a storm comes in from the north, it's usually a bad one.
Okay.
Most of our storms come from the west.
Do you know why we call it blue? Out of curiosity.
It's cold.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Blue's cold. What about a period of time in which you get very little rain? Very little rain.
Oftentimes through the early summer months.
Okay. Do you have a name for that?
Oh.
That period in which you get very little rain?
Drought.
Okay. Any others that you can think of?
No, don't think of anything.
Okay. What kinds of grasses do you have cultivated? Things you would actually grow?
Well, the lawns, of course, are Kentucky bluegrass, and on the ranches, we raise alfalfa for hay, and timothy, and wild hay, wheat grasses, some of the newer varieties, the introduced varieties, the pubescent wheat grass, several of the different wheat grasses.
Mm-hmm.
Pubescent is very common here now.
Okay.
Brome grass is very common. Western wheatgrass.
Okay.
The old native bluegrass is the most common in the pastures, in the forest.
Okay. I'm going to have to point this at you because otherwise it's going to pick up that more than it's going to.
Okay.
Did you mention any uncultivated grasses that you know?
Uncultivated?
Yeah, just things that grow wild.
Well, that's western bluegrass.
Okay. What about local trees? What kind of trees do you have around here?
Cottonwoods, aspen, some elm, spruce, pinyon, cedar.
What are pinyons?
Juniper. Mm-hmm. Do you know what juniper is? It's an offshoot of the juniper species.
Do you have any other words for a poplar?
Poplar?
For aspen, I'm saying aspen.
Aspen?
No. I guess you didn't mention poplar, did you?
No.
I know I've heard the term poplar, but I'm not sure what it's about. I'm wondering if it's for an aspen. Do you have any other words for cottonwood?
Mm-mm.
And you don't use the term poplar?
Mm-mm.
It's for one of those. Okay. Do you have sycamores around here?
No.
Okay. You have aspen. Do you use the term grove for trees at all? A grove
mm-hmm,
of trees?
A grove of trees.
Okay. Is there something else you would say? Is that it?
Bunch.
Okay. can you tell me what you have maybe grown around the house, or some people grow them around the house? They're little plants that they grow like under windows and things like that.
Geraniums.
Okay. A general term? For
flowers.
Bushes?
Yeah.
What about shrubs?
Well, these, junipers like a shrub.
Okay.